The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man, because he is a righteous man, will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
First, I'd like to congratulate this evening Rick and Kathy Geiger, who are celebrating this day 59 years of marriage. So, congratulations. The privilege to be able to be with you today, and also we'll give them a special blessing before our final blessing for the Mass today. So, congratulations to both of you. Think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. Why do we avoid the cross of Jesus? I think many of us spend so much time and energy in our life turning to lots of things, but maybe not to God. The cross of Jesus instructs us on something totally out of the ordinary, namely, be willing to lose your life for the sake of the gospel of Jesus. I don't know if any of you know or have read about the story of Blessed Karl Leisner. I'm going to be happy to tell you his story this evening because it's rather remarkable. He was a seminarian, actually a transitional deacon, when he and along with many priests, bishops, religious, were captured and put in the concentration camp called Dachau. And I don't know if any of you know, but during the time of the existence of that camp, there were over 2,500 bishops, priests, seminarians, and religious who were encamped there and imprisoned. And more than half of those died in the camp. In the most unlikely of places, during one of the most unlikely times in the history of the world, God calls forth a priest. Blessed Karl Leisner was ordained a priest in Dachau, the prison camp. Inside a place of evil and death, Father Leisner became a priest of Jesus Christ for the Catholic Church. There were, I think, 20 to 30 barracks in Dachau. And two of those were always designated for the priests, the bishops, and the seminarians and religious, the Catholic clergy of that time. Karl Leisner came there around 1944. And very quickly, he because he was preparing. He was so close to being ordained a priest when he got there, he still desired to be a priest. And so because of that desire being a part of many people at the time, they began to work on this possibility. It took the work of many in the camp to make this possible. And of course, it had to be done in complete secrecy. They had to make or smuggle into the camp all of the things needed for a priestly ordination with a bishop. It was not an easy task. But the desire for this ordination to happen, the desire for it in the hearts and minds of the people there, made this possible. The people who were being tortured and dying in that camp, to the people who had great faith, though, and hope in God, the people who were living the cross of Jesus, along with Father Carl Leisner, they wanted this to happen. And so after a while of preparation, after a lot of dangerous moments, on December 17th, they finally got all the things prepared. And on that day in 1944, in the chapel in Block 26, Father Carl Leisner was ordained a priest. Now, the fact that this was able to happen without the German guards knowing was the true miracle. And the bishop that was also imprisoned there that did the ordination, who also survived Dachau, he wrote this later in his journal, remembering the moment and the ceremony and all that happened in that time. And he said these words, "It was as though I were in my own cathedral or in the chapel of my major seminary. Nothing, absolutely nothing, was lacking from the grandeur of such an ordination, which is probably unique in the stories of history." Jesus wanted this ordination. God wanted to bring light into darkness. And for Father Carl Leisner, who would later be beatified by St. John Paul II, Blessed Carl wanted to lay down his life for the church and for God. At that time, he was in extremely poor health. His health was so bad, and his body was so weak. He was only able to gather enough energy on that very day of his ordination to be ordained and to celebrate his one and only Mass as a priest, because he died not long after his ordination in August of 1945. Now, I don't know if you know this, but there's a prayer that many priests pray, before they celebrate Mass, any Mass. And it's a simple prayer. I pray it every time I celebrate Mass myself. The prayer is, "May I celebrate this Mass as if it were my first Mass, my last Mass, and my only Mass. So help me God." So it brings us to an important question. How are you offering your life for the glory of God? Are you alive in and for Jesus Christ? Or has sin and death conquered your life? There is no other way to heaven except through Jesus. There is no other joy except in Jesus Christ. There is no other reward outside of Jesus and his cross. We have been baptized into the passion of our Lord Jesus. We are destined to unite our sufferings with that of Jesus. But of course, that is the odd thing. The cross is where we find true freedom. With Jesus and his passion, death, and resurrection, I find eternal joy. I have been crucified with Christ, and now I live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.